A homeless shelter is a lousy place for a third grader to concentrate on homework. Actually, a homeless shelter is a lousy place for just about anything involving children and families. Shelters should be a last resort. Yet every school day, buses and cabs pick up and drop off hundreds of children at homeless shelters across Maryland. In fact, families with children are among the fastest growing segments of the homeless population. We know that chronically homeless students are 9 times as likely as other children to repeat a grade and 4 times as likely to drop out of school. The odds are already stacked against kids who grow up in poverty. The odds grow even longer when they become homeless. But there is a bright side. Research shows that early intervention can turn things around for children growing up in circumstances that breed toxic stress. Right here in Greater Baltimore, pilot programs are proving successful in changing the odds for children and families facing homelessness. Following a model created by the Semer Institute for Family Stability, a new initiative is preventing family homelessness before it occurs in Baltimore's Park Heights and Brooklyn neighborhoods. Operating under the adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, the program works with the school system, churches, and nonprofits to identify families with school-aged children who are on the brink of losing their homes due to eviction or foreclosure. These families receive intensive case management, temporary monetary assistance, and financial coaching, helping them get back on their feet quickly while planning for the long term. It's working. Families are staying housed, children are succeeding without being dislocated from school, and parents are becoming financially stable. In fact, plans are underway to expand this homelessness prevention model to more neighborhoods in Baltimore City, as well as Baltimore County and Howard County. Prevention is critical because a homeless shelter is a lousy place for a third grader to catch a school bus. I'm Mark First, President and CEO of United Way of Central Maryland for WYPR, your NPR news station.